Hi, everyone. Taylor Schmaltz here, welcoming you back to episode 35 of the EvoFi podcast, a finance podcast for humans. Today, we take a quick break from our Mistakes Your Financial Advisor Can Help Prevent series and bring in our colleagues Dave O'Brien and Jack O'Brien to talk about some of the most common problems we see plaguing 401k retirement plans and how Evo Advisors can help your business simplify and improve your 401k experience. A quick reminder before we jump in, this podcast is 100% free of any tax, legal, or investment advice. Our goal here is education and a little fun. If you need any advice on any of the areas mentioned, tailored to your specific circumstances, feel free to give us a call and we'll see how we can help. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. Check us out on YouTube and Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. Now, let's get into the podcast.
So today we're going to be talking about the top three issues that we see with 401ks. We're going to begin by talking about overly complicated plans, things like no auto enrollment, other things that result in low participation, general red flags that we see when looking at plans. Dave, if you want to kind of elaborate on some of these things.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. So 401ks are so often made out to be these really complicated things, right? And they can be. You know, under the surface, they have to comply with ever-evolving Department of Labor and IRS regulations and rules. They're ERISA plans. It all sounds really official and really hard. And, you know, they can be tough, but that's our work. You know, that's where the advisor comes in, the record keeper, the third-party administrator. Plan sponsors shouldn't have to be experts in those areas. It's not their job. But the top issues that I've seen over, you know, well over a dozen years working with plan designs is plan designs that nobody can remember because they're overly complicated. The top one, by far, entrance and eligibility. Generally, we think when you're hired, you should be able to start saving into your employer's 401k plan. It's easy for the employee. It's easy for the employer to remember, oh, I hired somebody. Let's give them their whatever paperwork to, you know, get started with that. They're doing all kinds of other new employee onboarding paperwork. And where I've seen plans have way difficult to remember entrance and eligibility gets as hard as a full-time employee is eligible to be in the plan after 1 year of service, and they can enter the plan at the next January 1st or July 1st. You know, if you hire somebody on February 3rd, that means they're waiting a really long time. I mean, that's not the kind of thing that most businesses, small businesses, right, with under a couple hundred employees, they don't have the systems and the processes in place to remember those things that next July of the following year is when that one employee is supposed to be given the materials to enter the plan. And that can cause problems when the plan is tested. Hey, you know, you literally violated what you said you were going to do. So it's a whole lot easier for everybody to say, hey, when somebody's hired, they're eligible, they can come on board. And, you know, probably some consultant developed that formula and it looked great on paper, but the implementation was just a tough, tough thing to do. And, you know, it's not employee friendly. And also that kind of thing you have to think as an employer, this is an employee benefit. And, you know, if you're working with professionals, you're probably hoping that you're going to have a benefit package that is attractive, just like the work experience. So you want to make sure that your 401k plan isn't a disincentive for somebody who might be thinking of coming to work for you. So employer contributions get too complicated also. That's another area that I think is a real problem. They get into all types of formulas. And let's face it, most people don't like to do math in their head. A simple matching formula, like if you put in 4% of pay, we're going to match it with 4% of pay. If you put in 3%, we'll do 3%. That's called a dollar-for-dollar match. When you get into fractions of percentages and different, like a wedding cake of layers of different, if you do this, we'll do that, nobody can remember it. And payroll systems can get it wrong. So again, a problem with your annual testing and you've violated your plan document. So we just like to see something that's simple, easy to remember, and competitive. And the bottom line with so many things with plan design is, can my employees remember this and can my staff implement this?
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, overall, keeping things simple is going to be better for testing anyways.
Certainly. Yep.
So we wanted to talk about some of the other areas that Evo advisors can add value for some of these plans and maybe some examples we've seen recently.
Sure. One area is we see small businesses say, oh, our plan doesn't cost anything. Really? Oh, it does. But all of the plan participants, in other words, the employees, the people who have account balances, they are paying. Nothing is free. Yep. So a plan that comes off and says, hey, you don't pay us, you know, the fund companies pay us. Well, that means that you, as a participant in the plan, out of your own retirement savings, are paying for the cost of the plan. Now think about this. Most small businesses have some highly compensated people. They're generally senior leadership. They're the people with the biggest account balances because they make the most. If the plan's expenses are forced onto the plan participants, the people who earn the most, who have the highest balances, are paying the most. And that might be very democratic, but those are not tax-deductible expenses. So you're taking a cost that could be a business expense, which is tax deductible. Instead, you are now making it a non-deductible cost, and it's dragging your retirement savings. It's dragging the returns of your retirement account. So how the plan is structured, who pays for what services, is really important. The way that we like things is for almost all of the costs of the plan to be paid by the employer as a deductible business expense. It's a good tax move. And it's also a good investing move. And we lower the costs also.
Yep. Yeah, and this kind of leads into some of these poor investment decisions or options that we're seeing that are normally those high-cost options, right?
Yep. High costs and, let's just say, investments that I wouldn't, you know, want to have myself. You know, 46% of Americans work in small businesses. And sadly, most small businesses that I've seen have some pretty awful investment choices. And what do I mean by that? Your 401k should let you invest in things that you would invest in yourself if you had the time, the resources, the training, the tools to do all of the research to develop a prudent investment strategy for yourself. Most people don't have all of those tools or the education of the interest. And so what we see are in these smaller business retirement plans are expensive investment choices, as well as not a very diversified range of investments. But what I mean by expensive investment choices, people think, you know, expensive, it's going to cost a lot to buy it. No, it's expensive because the fund company has a high expense ratio.
Yeah, and let's talk about that expense ratio definition real
yeah.
quick.
Just so I was actually looking on our website. We used to have like a little, you know, glossary of terms that I think we've taken off. So probably because nobody read them. But an expense ratio in a mutual fund. Here's the deal. All businesses have expenses, right? And who pays for the expenses? Your customers pay for those expenses. Now, if you're a mutual fund company, right, you have to pay for your employees and you have to pay for your building. And given that you're managing a portfolio of stocks or bonds or whatever, there are trading costs there, there are custody expenses, there are other expenses associated with offering that particular mutual fund. Well, blend them all together and then distribute that total cost of operating your company across all of your mutual funds, and that's called the expense ratio. And really how it works is, let's just say hypothetically, simple example, let's say that a mutual fund had total earnings of 5% a year. That's what its investments earned. If the fund had an expense ratio of 1 percentage point, then the investor in the fund got 5% minus 1% equals 4%. So expense ratios matter. And here's where it really matters within small business 401k plans. We see this a lot. We'll see a plan that has a fund, and many mutual funds have lots of different share classes. What does that mean? Costco versus Saks Fifth Avenue, right? You can buy the exact same product, the same mutual fund, but you're going to have a different expense ratio. And we see a lot of these plans with a higher expense ratio than you could get elsewhere. So you're paying more for it. Why? Because you don't pay for the plan. the funds pay for the plan. In other words, it's a way to, well, I'll say it, hide the cost. And worse, some plans don't even have mutual funds with ticker symbols. I was just talking about a mutual fund. They all have like a 4-digit ticker symbol. You can type it into many different websites or see it on the Wall Street Journal. See how it's doing. Okay. A lot of small business 401k plans are offered by an insurance company. And that insurance company will have what's called variable annuity subaccounts. And they will sound like mutual funds, but they won't have a ticker symbol. And they're difficult to do research on. So it's hard for a participant, it's certainly even hard for us as professionals to go in and see what does it cost, how's it performing, and so forth. That's tough too.
Yeah. And I think on that kind of diversification and options that we see in plans, mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about when there's kind of those three basic choices that just reach the ERISA requirements versus a plan you see with 50 plus investment options.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So, and to your point, Jack, the ERISA requirements, right? ERISA, the Employer Retirement Income Security Act from 1974, it's what invented the 401k. It's the law that governs, predominantly governs 401k plans. It's what qualifies them for the tax deferral benefit and a lot of other things. It also tries to make sure that the plan is fair and it's not discriminatory. And from an investing standpoint, you need to make sure that you're offering a diversified range of investments. So a bond fund, a stock fund, maybe a cash fund, money market fund. And it gets more complicated than that. And so on one end of the spectrum, it's kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Little Bears, right? You've got, you know, too little choice. You have, you know, a 4-fund choice, 5-fund lineup. I would argue that's just not enough for a 22-year-old up to a 62-year-old to be able to diversify prudently for their own retirement. At the other end of the spectrum, and we see this all too often, is literally every mutual fund offered on that platform. It could be, I've seen plans that have like 400 plus mutual funds. As an investment professional, it takes us forever to do all the analysis and figure out what 12 funds or 6 funds that investor should use. So there's a lot of research too that shows, you know, you have too many choices, you're going to make a suboptimal decision. It's kind of like if you go into the ice cream store and they've got like, you know, 12 flavors, you can get one you like. But if they have like 72 flavors, it's going to be a little bit harder. You're just going to be like deer in the headlights. So we like to have a plan that has, you know, 3 easy ways to invest. First way to invest is you're already defaulted into a target date retirement fund that's most closely matched to your 65th birthday. It's low cost. It's diversified. A choice has been made for you because investing is not most people's favorite hobby. Or you can choose a managed portfolio that, you know, our firm manages that's, you know, just right for your risk tolerance. Or go off the a la carte menu. Have at it, work with your professional advisor and design something for you. I think that's just right.
Okay, perfect. And I think we just wanted to wrap up this podcast kind of by talking about how Evo Advisors is able to help, you know, just really kind of the value that we're able to provide for some of these plans.
Well, I hope that we shared some already. I think, you know, what we really do, here's where we help. We pull the covers back on all the complexity and all the cost. And then we simplify, we reduce the costs, and then we add some service that everyone should really have. The transparency gives plan sponsors a line of sight into what's going on in their plan. And then they can tell their employees about how much they're delivering when they adjust their plan to lower the cost of saving for retirement. We talk about simplifying the plan so that employees really get it, they can understand it, and then the company offering the plan is actually able to implement it, and that you don't have to worry that, you know, their people and processes aren't at the level to manage all the complexity. Because most businesses, you focus on your business. You're not focused on your 401k plan and all its complexity. But then we develop a fantastic employee experience. The day is gone when they want to see some, you know, men show up in suits to deliver an all hands meeting and talk about the 401k plan. Now, it's Saturday afternoon, you're at home, you realize, ooh, I need to think about my 401k plan, I need to enroll in it. Well, you can pull up a couple 2-minute videos that we make that are specific to your plan, learn about the plan on your time, on your terms, Just provide things that are easy for the employees to understand, whether they are, you know, PhD level educated or they are, you know, maybe not as sophisticated from an investment standpoint. We want to provide materials and an experience that the employees really find should be personalized for them. And I think most of all, our clients have told us that they really benefit or they feel the benefit because we as Evo Advisors are certified financial planner professionals. We are fiduciaries to our clients and we are fee only. So we don't sell products. We want to make sure that the plan fits their business and fits their employees, that there are tax advantages for the business, help the employees lower the cost of investing, and make a simple, easy way for them to save for their own retirement.
Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's really what 401k plans are about, you know, just trying to improve retirement readiness for those participants.
Right. Right. So.
Yeah. Well, if you're interested in learning more, feel free to reach out to us at evoadvisors.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast here for all things financial planning.